call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, fighting men of the United Nations. Here's mail call, sent your way by special service, Los Angeles, USA. It's one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. And here at the microphone to act as your master of ceremonies is Hollywood's great dramatic star, your friend, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you, Harlow Wilcox.
And hello to all of you fellas on the fighting front. The fighting front. You know, when I think of just what fighting fronts means, how you men are scattered north, south, east, west, all over the globe, how you men are doing the toughest and the best job fighting Americans have ever done, well, I'd like to say that I'm mighty flattered and mighty proud to be on the pitching end of this greeting to you men everywhere. Well, we've got a real newsy letter all planned, so let's get started filling it in. I see the first paragraph belongs to one of your favorite radio personalities, formerly the band leader of the Bob Hope Show, but now Master Sergeant Skinny Ennis.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Barrymore. Well, fellas, since the OTC band of Santa Anita with Irving Berlin's This Is the Army, Mr. Jones. Let's hit it, boy.
That was really all right. But this letter wouldn't seem like something from home unless we heard the pitter-patter of little sweater girl. So here's the vice president in charge of the wool and yarn department singing Shoo Shoo Baby. It's Georgia Gibb.
See them up and down the avenue, but now he's wearing the navy blue. She had a tear in the corner of her eye as he said his last goodbye. Shush, 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 baby. Shush, 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 baby. Shush, 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 baby. Papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, 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 baby. When I get back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Papa's got to be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Shh, 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 baby. Shh, baby. Shush, 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 baby. Papa's off to the seven seas. Shush, 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 my baby. Shush, 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 my baby. Shush, 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 my baby. Papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, cry, my baby. Don't sigh, sigh, my baby. Bye, 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 my baby. When I get back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. Papa's got to be rough now so he can be sweet to you another day. Shh, 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 baby. Shh, baby. Shh, 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 baby. Seven seas.
Thank you, Georgia Gibbs. Now, man, I know you'll be glad to hear again from one of your most consistent correspondents, radio's popular young tenor, Jack Benny's whipping boy, Dennis Day. Good evening, Dennis.
Good evening, Dr. Gillespie. I mean, good evening, Mr. Barrymore.
Well, Dennis, what are you going to sing for us?
To tell you the truth, Mr. Barrymore, I don't feel much like singing.
Well, what's the trouble?
I feel pretty low. You see, yesterday my favorite girl left town with my best friend.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, couldn't you stop them?
How could I? They've been married for 14 years. I didn't even know she was married.
Well, didn't you ever look at her left hand?
Sure, but she always had her catcher's mitt on. I wish you could give me some advice about my love problems.
Well, I'm Dr. Gillespie, not Mr. Anthony. Look, Dennis, you have a good voice. Why don't you try singing the gals into a romantic mood?
I tried that the other night. I was sitting in the parlor with a girl. She turned down the lights, and I sang two choruses of All or Nothing at All.
Well, what happened?
Nothing at all.
I can't understand it. You're young, you're good-looking, you have charm.
Maybe I'm repulsive, too.
Don't say that, Dennis.
It's possible.
Well, okay, you talk me into it. Go on, sing, Dennis, sing.
There's gotta be pork, there's gotta be beans in order to fill up and fatten the fighting Marines, the mighty Marines. needs. We carry all our vitamins inside a little can, for corned beef is a delicacy for every fighting man. And so we're ready to go wherever we go. We know that we go prepared to fight the foe and see that we keep him scared. On land we always land a bit of femininity, and then we hear the bugle blow. And where the heck are we? Over the sea, let's go, men. We're shoving right off again. Nobody knows where or when. We're shoving right off again. It may be Shanghai. Farewell and goodbye. Sally and Sue, don't be blue. We'll just be gone for years and years and then. We're shoving right off for home again. On land or at sea, wherever we'll be, Sally and Sue, don't be blue. We'll have a go at Tokyo and then. We're shoving right off for home, shoving right off for home, shoving right off for home.
Swell, Dennis. That was swell, Dennis Day. And now we continue our message from home with more music, more maids, and a guy. And put them together, and you've got the music maids and Al. And if you put them together close enough, they may come out with one of the songs they're famous for, East of the Rockies.
I left my baby east of the Rockies,
north of the Rio Grande,
west of the Mississippi,
south of Dakota land. When you hit Texas, take Route 33.
Right at Dreamy Valley, left at Lover's Alley.
Stand beneath the apple tree, my boat is shoving off.
And I'm sailing. But I'll return, I know, and I'll remember
just where I have to go. East of the Rockies,
north of the Rio Grande,
south of Dakota land.
Just think of Texas,
Route 33,
Dreamy Valley, Lover's Alley.
Stop and see the apple tree. I find my baby waiting there for me. Left my baby east of the Rockies, just north of the Rio Grande, west of the Mississippi, and away down south of Dakota land. When you hit Texas, take Route 33. I ride at a valley, I left at an alley, stand beneath the apple tree. My boat is shoving off and I'm sailing.
But I'll return, I know. I'll remember
just where I have to go. East of the Rockies,
north of the Rio Grande, west of the Mississippi,
south of Dakota land.
Just think of Texas,
Route 33,
Dreamy Valley, Lover's Alley.
Stop and see the apple tree. I'll find my baby waiting under the tree for me.
That was excellent music, maids. Very good. And now on the next page of our radio letter to you men, we find two special favorites whose arguments are always hilarious. Baby Snooks and Daddy. Now, don't be alarmed, but we must take you to a little room in the Hollywood hospital because Snooks is going to be snipped. That is, she's going to have her tonsils removed. Here they are. Annie Bryce as Baby Snooks and Hanley Stafford as Daddy. Take it away, Hollywood Hospital.
Hello, Miss else I stay in this bed, Daddy?
Just until they get the operating room ready. Then they'll take you inside, 5 minutes, and zip, your tonsils will be out.
Am I going to zip her from my tonsils?
Why, certainly. Everybody has a zipper on his tonsils.
Then why can't I take them off myself?
Well, only the surgeon knows where the handle is. You're not scared, are you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nonsense. You'll soon be eating gallons of ice cream.
Why?
Well, they say ice cream is very good for you after your tonsils have been removed.
Can I have a whole quart of it?
Oh, 2 quarts.
Vanilla ice cream?
Yes.
I don't like vanilla.
Then you can have sherbet.
I don't want sherbet.
Well, what do you want?
I want to go home.
Snooks.
I want to go home.
Oh, please. Darling. You're in the hospital now. Everything's prepared. You won't feel anything, I promise you.
How do you know?
Because it's a very simple operation. Thousands of children have it done every day.
Will I have to get it done every day?
No, only once. Besides, this is a modern hospital with capable doctors. And nothing can go wrong. Nobody's scared.
I am.
Well, you shouldn't be. You should see some of the brave patients down the hall.
Who's that man that keeps walking past the door, Daddy?
Which man?
There he goes again. He looks awful scared.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Shh. He's an expectant father.
Does he expect his father?
No. He expects a baby.
Why?
It's a punishment because he didn't let the doctor take out his tonsils when he was younger. Just pay no attention to him.
I'm scared, Daddy.
Oh, don't be silly. You'll be back home before you know it. Come on, now, laugh for Daddy. Ha, ha, ha!
I want my tonsils back.
Why, nobody's touched your tonsils yet. You've still got them.
No, I ain't. I just took them out.
You took them out?
Yeah. I found the handle to the zipper and I gave one pull.
There isn't any zipper.
You said there was.
Well, I was only fooling you. Now, just lie quietly. I think they'll have to give you several tests before they operate.
Why?
Well, I imagine the doctor will want to check your coagulation and look at your hemoglobin.
I ain't wearing any, Daddy.
You don't wear hemoglobin. It's just the coloring matter of the red corpuscles. Oh, here comes the nurse.
Take me home, Daddy.
Shh. Hello there. Let me see your hand, dear.
What are you going to do with that needle?
Needle?
Yeah, needle. I see. You got it right behind your back.
Oh, that's nothing, Snooks. The nurse is just going to sew up a run in her stocking.
That ain't where her stocking is.
Now, dear, please let me take your hand.
Why?
I just want to prick your finger. You won't even feel it.
It hurts me already.
What hurts you?
My finger and my feet hurt, and it hurts me all over, Daddy.
Oh, stop that, Snooks. Come on, nurse, I'll hold a handful.
There, it's all over.
Is my tonsils out?
No, the nurse just took a sample of your blood for a blood count. Isn't that right, nurse?
That's right. Just rest now, dear.
Where's she going, Daddy?
Into the laboratory.
I think I want to go there, too.
You can't go in there. That's only for doctors and nurses.
Well, where's the doctor, Daddy?
Oh, I think he's tied up with another child.
Tied up?
Yes.
Is he going to tie me up, too?
I mean, he's operating. Look, if I thought anything would happen to you, I wouldn't have brought you here, would I? Would I?
Uh-huh.
I would not. I even went to great expense to pick the best surgeon in the hospital. He never hurts anybody.
Oh, no!
What's that, Daddy? Oh.
Oh,
Oh, Daddy. Oh.
Wait a second. Oh, a nurse. Uh-huh. Nurse, what's going on in there?
The doctor was scrubbing up and he burned his own hand. He's ready for the little girl now.
Oh, I'll help you wheel her in. All right, Snooks. Get onto this nice table with wheels and I'll push you.
No, you get on and I'll push you.
we're not going to have to use force, are we, darling? Are we?
Ain't we?
Snokes, you're spoiling everything. You promised me faithfully you'd let them take out your tonsils this time, now didn't you?
Well, if I go on the table, will you buy me something?
Anything, within reason.
Can I have a great, big, beautiful white rabbit?
Positively. I'll get you the most beautiful white rabbit in the world.
Let's go, Nate.
What's holding up the patient, nurse?
She's coming now, doctor.
Oh, here's the doctor, Snooks. Now, isn't he a nice, kind-looking man?
No. He looks like prune face. Where's the other man?
What other man?
The one you just killed with the hatchet.
Hatchet?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's a little upset, Doctor.
Well, we'll soon fix that. Wheel her right in here. That's fine. Call my anesthetist nurse. Now, young lady, let's just have a quick peek at your throat.
If you touch me, I'll bite your nose off.
No. Oh, that's all right, Mr. Higgins. All right now, child. Close your eyes and open your mouth.
What have you got behind your back?
Why, nothing, nothing at all.
I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
It's the hatchet you killed that man with. I want to go home.
Oh, you've got to let the doctor operate, Snooks. Now, don't forget the rabbit.
Are you sure he's only going to take my tonsils out, Daddy?
Of course.
All I'm going to do.
Well, I ain't so sure.
Why do you say that?
Well, the last time they took Aunt Sophie to the hospital, you said they were going to take her tonsils out.
Well?
Well, I ain't going to let you palm off a baby on me.
Mr. Higgins, will you please wait in the hall? It won't take long.
Oh, all right, Doctor. Well, I'll see you soon, Snooks.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Oh, they've been in there 15 minutes now. I hope everything is all right.
Here we are, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, nurse. How is she?
Right as rain. Help me wheel her back to her room. She'll wake up in a minute or two.
Well, she looks a little pale. Snooks? Snooks?
Hello, Daddy.
It's all over, darling. The tonsils are gone, and you'll soon have your rabbit.
I don't feel good.
Well, you'll feel wonderful in a little while. Does it hurt you to talk?
Uh-huh.
Well, just keep quiet. I'll see that you're not disturbed.
Daddy.
Yes, dear?
I just want to say one thing.
Well, what's that?
It's an awful tough way to get a rabbit.
Thank you, Fanny Bryce and Daddy Stafford. And thank you, Skinny Ennis, and the Santa Anita OTC Band for coming forward now with a brand new Crosby tune. If you please.
did I see moonlight and magnolia tree? Smile again, my darling, if you please. Did I hear music on a warm spring breeze? Speak again, my darling, if you please. Did I feel cool September rain just then? If you please, touch my cheek with your hand again. When you are near me, I can dream with ease, and I'm yours, my darling, if you please.
This is Lionel Barrymore again speaking from America. And as usual, I'm grumping about something. I'm just not going to let them line this show up without a commercial. It ain't radio, that's all. So right here, I'd like to say a few honest, heartfelt words about a certain group of men. Those tough guys of the Navy, the fellas who man the guns on the Merchant Marine. When you see a battle wagon, or a cruiser, or a flat top, you know it's Navy. But when you see a freighter or a tanker riding along, you can know there's Navy aboard, too. They're the keen-eyed guardians who see that the guns and bombs and oil and food get to the bases abroad. Those are sailors, son. Yes, sir. Sailors of the United States Navy, and that's one of the greatest tributes you can pay any man. Well, it seems I started out here grumping as usual, but somehow I can't keep myself from breaking into a cheer every time I think of those ever-alert, hard-hitting guys, the men on the Navy guns of the Merchant Marine.
Fellows, we're down to the bottom of the last page of tonight's mail call letter. Signatures include Lionel Barrymore, Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford, Dennis Day, Georgia Gibbs, the Music Maids, Master Sergeant Skinny Ennis, and the OTC Band, and yours truly, Harlow Wilcox. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... Mail Call is produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.